Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Not Your Typical with me, not your typical fitness lover, Caitlin Nolan. Good morning. I'm actually recording in the morning today. I don't think I've ever recorded my episode this early in the day. I'm just having one of those days where you like wake up really early and you want to get everything done by like 12 p.m. so you can nap and just like literally have the most relaxing day. So that's the type of day I'm having today. I made my coffee. I did a face mask this morning, rolled my face with the jade roller, journaled, and now we're here. So this is like the first start to my day today, my first like work thing. So you really get my most energetic self today, which I actually really love, because when I record my podcast episodes, I have to be in like the right mindset. You guys know I love talking about like fitness, motivation, self-love, and I really want you guys to leave my episodes like either learning something, getting like a burst of motivation, inspiration, or just like a reminder of self-love. So I feel like this isn't the type of thing where I just like turn it on and chit chat. Even though they do get chatty, I really like to have like direction with my episodes, and I feel like you guys really like that. And yeah, I'm excited to get into it today. I'm sorry if my voice sounds like a little raspy. Like I said, it's the morning, so I feel like I still have morning voice, but maybe that'll fix the more I drink my coffee. But I've seen this trend go around on TikTok. I feel like I'm always talking about TikTok trends, but I feel like, first of all, everyone is spending all their time on TikTok nowadays, and I'm not the only one. So I just feel like it's very relevant. So the TikTok trend that I've seen going around is called like me season. And it just pretty much like a phase in your life where you're fully focused on yourself, self-growth, self-love, and yeah, just like focusing on you, me season. So I thought it would be fun to kind of talk about that today, because I'm fully in me season and I didn't even realize it. And I feel like I've probably been in me season for a really long time. You guys know I'm all about like self-growth, self-improvement, and I guess like my whole life has been a me season. But just more recently, I've been so content just spending time with myself, focusing on me, focusing on my mental health, physical health, and I want to talk about like confidence, boundaries, being content where you are, just all the things. But let's get into the first segment, which is not your typical obsession of the week. Let me know if you guys like the segments at the beginning. I'm like huge on structure, so I love when podcasts have like little segments, and just like the familiarity of the segments in each podcast is so different. So I love that. I'm probably one of the only podcasts that have a segment called Not Your Typical Obsession of the Week, because that's like I came up with it, you know. So every podcast is super unique, so I love that. But obviously I want to put out content you guys enjoy, so let me know if you guys like the segments. But this week my obsession / not your typical obsession of the week is taking baths in the middle of the day, which honestly sounds like illegal, because I just feel like that's not normal. Like most people bath at night, and I used to always bath at night. I still bath at night. But recently, like the past week, I've been taking a bath in the middle of the day, like after my workout, or just like when I need to chill for a second, take a break from work. And it is such a good add to my day, because it like makes you more relaxed halfway through the day. I'm like one of those people where when I'm constantly working or constantly looking at my phone, I feel like my stress and anxiety just like builds and builds and builds throughout the day. And then it's the end of the day and I'm like, I'm just like so stressed and I hate that feeling. And yeah, I've just really been liking taking a bath. It can be literally 10 minutes listening to a podcast or reading a book or literally just sitting there in silence, lighting a candle, maybe doing like a quick face mask or something. And just like taking a second for me in the middle of the day, I really, really like it. And yeah, I think I'm going to add that into my routine. Not every day, obviously, like who has time to do that every day? But when I do have time, I've just really been liking it, or maybe like making it a Sunday reset habit just because it's so fun and I highly recommend it. And it's like such a little thing, but it really like boosted my mood all week this week. I did like 2 different days where I did a bath in the middle of the day. And then by the end of the day, I feel like since I had that break in the middle of the day, I'm not as stressed or overwhelmed by the end of the day. So I really like that. My word of the week this week is kind of similar. I'm going to just focus on relaxing. So the word is going to be relax. If you guys listened to my last episode, you know Hunter and I are going on a trip this weekend to San Diego, and we've never been to San Diego together. So it's going to be super fun. And I just want to like hike when we're there, go to the beach, get coffee, go on walks, and literally just have the best relaxing weekend together. And you guys also know that we have a new puppy. So she's actually not coming with us. My family's watching her. So truly, we're going to be able to relax. I mean, if you have a puppy, you know, it's a lot of work. Like it's literally like having a baby who bites and scratches you. So it's really hard to relax, honestly. Obviously, I wouldn't change it for the world. But when we're home, it is kind of hard to like both relax at the same time. Because like if I'm taking a bath, Hunter's watching Coco. And then if he's like going out with his friends or something like that, I'm watching Coco. So it's going to be really fun. This is the first weekend since getting Coco where we're just going to be alone together. And I'm excited. At the same time, I'm a little nervous because we've never left her, both of us, and my parents have never watched her. So I do have like separation anxiety from her, I feel like, but it'll be really fun. So yeah, I'm focusing on relaxing. I am going to be working. Like I think Hunter and I are going to record an episode together and I'm going to be vlogging and obviously like Instagram, TikTok content. But for me, like that stuff is actually really, really fun. And I know that I'll be able to relax while also doing work. So I just need to find a balance of it. And I'm just so excited. So you guys will hear about that in the next episode. But let's get into it today. I want to first start talking about boundaries. And this is a term that I recently learned about, like probably in the past year. And I've gotten pretty good at it because for me, like what a boundary is just making sure that you're checking in with yourself and being firm with what you need for your mental health, for your physical health, and not being afraid to set boundaries with other people and other things in your life, you know? So for example, if you are a little bit confused about what a boundary is, say I am constantly being invited out with my friends and it's something that I don't love spending my time doing and I just am being pressured into going more often than I'd like to, just setting a boundary would be saying, you know, I actually don't love going out, so I'm not going to go out with you guys, but have fun. I'm going to stay home, and that's what's going to make me happiest. So that's like setting a boundary with them, saying, I don't love going out, and I also don't love being pressured to go out, so I'm going to stay home. You know, it kind of goes back to like self-discipline and just being firm with the things that you know make you feel better and doing things for you rather than doing things for other people. I think a lot of boundaries can just be set by saying no. I've never been good at this. Like I'm such a yes person. Like say I'm at Starbucks and they're like, oh, actually we're out of oat milk. Like, can we just put dairy in it? I'm like, yeah, sure. Even though I don't like dairy in my coffee, you know, but I'm just such a yes person and like a people pleaser that it's hard for me to say no, but it's such a good thing. I think saying no and being able to set boundaries is probably like the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Beneficial habit, I would say, for self-growth, for your life, and just being able to be like confident, you know, you're just sticking up for yourself pretty much. So yeah, it's just important to remember that it's okay to focus on you. It's not selfish to put yourself first. And if it is selfish, then that's fine. You know, we have to be selfish because It's kind of like if you've ever heard, like, when you're on an airplane and say something's going wrong and the air masks fall down, the oxygen masks, and you've always heard to put yours on before helping other people, because if you don't and you're trying to help someone else but you need oxygen, and then now if you get to a point where you can't help them because you needed oxygen, now both people are in danger. So it's like you need to help yourself before you help other people, and you'll be able to help other people more if you help yourself first. So it really is a good thing to be selfish. I've always thought that, and it goes back to that like me season topic where putting yourself first is the best thing you can do for yourself. So don't feel bad saying no. Don't feel bad sticking up for yourself or setting boundaries with different things in your life, because it's what we all need to do. And it's how we build self-confidence, I would say. I'm always getting questions about confidence, and confidence is one of those things that obviously you can't really see, and it's more of a feeling, and it's the best feeling confident. And I'm definitely not like the most confident person in the world. I am confident, but at times I'm more like awkward, or I'm a people pleaser, so I put other people before me. And yeah, so I'm not the best at it, but I have definitely grown my confidence like times 20 in the past 2 years. And it's one of those things that you have to continue to practice in order for it to grow. You know, I'm gonna say it again, literally nothing worth having comes easy. And that is exactly how I feel about confidence. Like, you have to put the work in to get the benefit from it. So one, not being that people pleaser. Please yourself. Don't put other people's needs before your needs. Your needs are so important, and just as important as everyone else. Another question I always get is like confidence in the gym. How do you go to a workout class? How do you go into a big gym with a bunch of people and not be constantly worrying about who's watching you? Do you look like you're doing the right exercise? Are you doing the exercises right? And this is something that is so hard to overcome, but once you overcome it, it's the best feeling, because you no longer have that hurdle. I would say that's one of the hardest hurdles in general in like your fitness journey or confidence journey. And my biggest tip is just to put yourself in other people's shoes in that moment. So if you're so worried about yourself, if you're looking at yourself in the mirror at the gym and you think, do I look dumb doing this exercise? First of all, no, you do not look dumb. And if you look dumb, the person next to you does too, and no one's noticing it. But know that they're thinking the exact same thing. They're thinking about what they're doing. And even if it's not them worrying about their confidence, they're thinking about something about themselves. Either they're focusing on their form, they're focusing on what workout's coming next, they're talking to a friend, they're listening to music, they're looking at themselves in the mirror, whatever it is, they're so focused on themselves. I've literally never been to the gym and focused on someone else the whole time. I'm always focusing on me. That's why we're all there. You know, you're there to better yourself. And most people in the gym are on this like me season journey, I would say. It's very, very common for people when they're like working out to be very focused on themselves, because working out is a self-love habit. It's something that we do to better ourselves. So everyone is focusing on themselves. And honestly, people that I meet at the gym are the most kind, understanding, and welcoming people. I always tend to have friends that have similar interests as me. I think a lot of people do. You know, that's how we make friends. And yeah, I just gravitate towards people who work out a lot, people who have a passion for working out and have like a workout routine or something like that, because at least with my friends who do work out and have passion for working out, they just understand that like me season topic, and they want the best for other people too, and they're self-disciplined. I could do a whole episode about like meeting people through your passions, like going to the gym, going to a workout class every day at the same time, that type of thing. So I'll talk about that in another episode. But yeah, just remember that when you're at the gym. And also remember that everyone deserves the exact same amount of space in anything you do, not just the gym. You deserve to take up just as much space as anyone else. At the grocery store, at the gym, at your workspace, at a party with your friends. You know, no one who's there is more important than the next person. You deserve to be there. If you want to be there, you deserve to be there just as much as the next person. And just live your life with that mindset of nobody deserves something more than me. This could seriously relate to everything, even in a relationship. Like, one person doesn't deserve to be happier than the next person. Or if you're sharing an apartment with someone, you have roommates, one person doesn't deserve to decorate more, you know? Like, no one is more important than the other person. No one's mental health is more important than the next person. So seriously remember that and continue to remind yourself that. And I think the more you do remind yourself that, the more confident you'll be able to be. At least that's definitely something that's helped me. Like, I promise you, I've not always been the most confident person. I might have thought that I was or looked like I was because my personality type is pretty loud and I'm always like one of the people talking. But you don't have to be outgoing to be confident. If your personality type isn't to be outgoing, that's completely fine. And just be you and you can still be confident. And sometimes the loudest person in the room is actually the least confident. And that's kind of how I felt for a part of my life where I felt like I was constantly embarrassed after being so loud at a party or being passionate about something. I would be like embarrassed about it. So don't be fooled between the two, you know, like confidence does not equal outgoing and being an introvert doesn't equal not being confident. Everyone can be confident and still have their personality type. That's what makes everything so great in the world. We're all our own person and bring something different to the table. Another thing that I feel like has kind of like tore my confidence down is overthinking. And I'm literally the queen of overthinking. Like, it could be the most simple thing, like picking pillows for my bed. I will overthink it until like I just don't buy any because I'm like, I don't like anything. If I buy this, it looks like this. And if I buy this, it's this vibe. And I don't like that vibe. But if I buy these, it looks like this. Like, I could go on and on. And then I just end up not making a decision, which I'm just like back at square one. And now I've wasted all this time. And then at the end of the day, I don't even like my bedroom because I didn't buy any pillows. You know, like, obviously, that's a very, very like simple, dumb example. But that's just kind of how my brain works. I overthink everything, and I think that I get in my way so much when I do it. Even with
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Social media, I like really love social media. I love the people who continue to make you feel like your friend and they are updating you constantly and they're sharing everything. They're sharing what they're wearing. They're sharing what they're eating. They're sharing where they're going this weekend. They're friends. Like, I love seeing everything from my favorite creators on social media. And then I go to do it and I overthink it and I'm like, oh, they don't care about what I'm wearing to the gym. Like, what? Why would you guys not care about what I'm wearing to the gym if I care about what my favorite creator wears to the gym? And I can't even tell you how much time I've wasted on content that I didn't post just because of getting in my own way, which is so hypocritical of me because I know that that's not good for me, but there's just something in my brain that is constantly overthinking everything. And I'm trying to work on it daily, but I will say I've gotten so much better about it. I think I talked about it like a couple episodes ago that I really wanted to start posting more and just updating you guys. And I really have. And I feel like the benefit from it has been so amazing because now I'm starting more conversations with you guys and you guys are learning more about me and seeing more about my daily life. And I love that. So I've definitely gotten a little bit better about it, but I still have so much room to grow. And that's like the best part about being on a journey. Like, you are constantly growing and you're constantly being proud of yourself for doing better. And you could look at it as, yeah, I've been doing better, but I'm not at the part that I want to be at, or I'm not as good as I want to be. But instead, the way that I look at it is I'm already doing so much better. So in 2 months, I'm going to be doing even better. You know, just keep going with it. Keep doing the habits that are working and you'll get even farther. So that's how I always look at any type of journey. And I keep using that word and I don't know why. Like, I've never used that word in my life and I feel like I say it every freaking episode like 20 times. But I just mean like path, I guess, like whatever word you want to use. I just use journey because I feel like that word is like a basic word that everyone kind of understands what I mean. So yeah, just having that like glass half full mindset of I'm going to be better eventually. And I'm already halfway there. I've already started. So just keep going and you're going to continue to grow. Progress isn't linear. We all know that. We've heard it a million times. And there's going to be bumps in the road. And there's also no end point. Like we can constantly grow because if there was an end point, then you're limiting yourself. And we don't want to limit ourselves. We want to continue to be pushing ourselves and growing and growing. And that's like the best part of life, in my opinion. So have that glass half full mindset with everything, every type of journey you're on, every goal you have. And I promise you will push yourself way farther that way than thinking about it in a negative mindset. And overthinking really comes down to like perfectionism. And I feel like it's so, so common to want to be perfect and want to do everything right. And this also kind of plays into the idea of being content where you are. And I'm so bad at this too. I feel like my podcast is literally just me talking about how bad I am at certain things to help you guys get better at them too. Because I feel like if I'm struggling with something, then someone else is too. And I think that's okay. Like we can say what we're bad at. That's totally fine. And I actually think it's good. You know, I've done a whole episode about things that I want to stop doing because the way that I think is how could we grow if we're not analyzing what we're doing wrong, you know? And yeah, so my whole podcast at this point is just me belittling myself. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, that's not what I'm about. But yeah, I used to be really bad about just being content where I am. And I think a lot of this has to do with social media. Like I'll be so happy with my apartment and love it. Love the lighting, love the location, love everything. And then I go on social media, someone posts in New York and I'm like, oh, that would be so much more fun to live in New York. When it's like, okay, but I still love my apartment and I still love my life. So you can still admire other people and what they're doing and where they're living and everything like that and still be content where you are. And on my episode with Chelsea and JC, I think it was Chelsea who talked about not being complacent and not just being like, oh, I'm happy here. I want to stay here the rest of my life and never be growing and changing and setting goals. Like that's definitely not what I mean. I think it's always important to continue to set high goals and just constantly be, not constantly, but change as you grow. But at the same time, we need to be content where we are. That's what makes you feel fulfilled and happy like every single day. And some things that I focus on with contentment really is just being grateful for little things throughout the day. And one thing that really, really helped me with this is gratitude journaling. And this is one of those habits that is life-changing. And I can 100% say that because I didn't used to do it. And now that I do it, it makes you so much more aware of like what you are happy about in your life. If you're fully focusing on a list of things you're grateful for, nothing feels better than that because when you finish the list, you're in this mindset of looking for the positive things rather than focusing on the negative things, which is a lot more common. And I think that's kind of like human nature to dwell on negative things rather than focus on the positive things. But gratitude journaling just like fully switches your mindset in the best way possible. And I love it. And it's life changing. I know I talk about it all the time, but that just shows like how much I love it. And yeah, I'm going to keep mentioning it because I really want you guys to start doing it if you haven't yet, or at least try it. Like, there's nothing bad that's going to come from you writing a list of things you're grateful for. It's just really important to slow down and be grateful for where you're at right now because life passes you by so quickly and we don't even realize it. And I was just thinking about this the other day because I've been wanting to move out of Arizona for such a long time. Not because I hate Arizona. I love Arizona and my family's here. It's super fun and there's amazing restaurants, everything like that. But I've just lived here my whole life and I'm so ready for another chapter and to just explore the world. I don't love to travel, but I love being in different places. So for me, like, what really makes sense is just living in different places and exploring while also living there. That way I can still have my routine and still feel really good, cook in my kitchen, have structure to my day, but also explore a new place. So that's like the root of why I really want to move out of Arizona. I always get DMs that are like, wait, I thought Arizona was like fun. Why do you hate it so much? And I don't, like, I'm actually sorry if I've given off that vibe, because I forget to mention sometimes why I want to move. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I want to move so bad. And then it can paint the idea that Arizona isn't an amazing place to live, which it really is. But going back to the point or the topic that I was talking about, I am so focused on where we want to live next, what apartment we want to move into, all of the restaurants in that town. And it's like, I need to also be content where I am right now, because you can't live in the future. You can't live in the past. We have to live in the moment that we're living in. And yes, planning and getting excited about things is okay, but to an extent. Like, everything is okay to an extent. That's with food, that's with working out, friendships, relationships. Like, everything is okay to an extent. Anything that becomes like overdone or like obsessive, that's when it's like gonna become toxic. So for me, like, constantly be thinking about where I'm gonna be in 3 months is not a way to live your life. I want to be happy here. And I've done such a good job at this the past like 2 months. I've just been so freaking happy with where I'm at. Like, staying in and having a self-care night with my puppy and Hunter and just like ordering pizza is literally the best thing ever. It's like the most purest feeling of happiness. And I feel like for a little bit, I can honestly say, I was trying to do things that I thought I would enjoy. Like, if other people on social media are going out a bunch, trying a bunch of different restaurants, getting content here and there, like traveling a bunch, that if I did that, I would also be happy and like thriving career wise. And I just am not into it. Like, I've just really, really realized. And also, I'm not to say that I wasn't enjoying those things. Like, maybe I've changed, you know, like after getting a puppy, I just enjoy being home more, which is true. So I'm not saying that, pretty much I'm not, I just don't want to be like hard on myself, because that's never going to be beneficial. But I will say, like, right now, I'm just really, really happy with doing things that I like. And I don't care if I look boring to other people or I'm not getting the exciting content of going on a trip, you know, like, that's just not me. I don't want to be in the niche of travel vlogging or whatever, because I don't want to travel a bunch, you know, like, leave the travel vlogging to people who love it, and I'll take the niche of at-home content, you know, because that's what I love. And if you are starting on social media, I think the best thing that you can do is have a niche that is what you love. Because if you choose a niche or you put yourself into a niche of something that you don't love, and then you have to create that content every day, I couldn't even imagine that. Like, I literally couldn't imagine if I hated fitness and I posted like one fitness video that went viral, and then now I've created a fitness niche and I had to do what I do every single week on social media without loving fitness. Like, that would be horrible. And no, like, it just wouldn't even be possible, I feel like, because it would be so unorganic and so unauthentic to yourself. So this obviously doesn't just go with social media. I know not everyone has a want to be in the social media space, but I do know it is a huge industry, so sometimes I like to mention it. But if you really are interested in social media and like starting, I still have a TikTok course available with Chelsea and JC. If you guys are interested, it's on their platform called Balance Boss. I'll write it in the show notes. But the point is really just to do things that make you happy in the moment. Don't focus on the future. Don't focus on the past. Focus on right now. What's going to make you happy right now? Not someone else, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend, not your mom, not your dad. What's going to make you happy? Have the me season mindset. Me, 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 you know, like, always thinking me. What am I going to want to do? What do I want to eat right now? don't be selfish. Like, obviously find a meeting point if you're like going out to dinner with your boyfriend or whatever, you know, but I mean like more serious things as just how you want to live your life. Like, do things for you, because that's what everyone else is doing. Everyone else is being selfish with their time and what they want to do. So be selfish with your time and everything. And I promise you, your life is going to do, you're just going to be so much happier. And the reason I can say that confidently is because I've been doing it so much more in the past 2 months. And also, life has its ups and downs. Like, I started my wellness journey 5 years ago. And there's been months at a time where I thought, oh my God, I am the happiest I will ever be in my life. And then boom, 4 months go by, I'm struggling with something. And then 2 months go by and I'm super happy. You know, like, I'm not saying that I'm finally at this point of happiness in my life and I've never been happy before. Of course not. That's not what I'm saying. But just in comparison, like, if you take the last 3 years of my life, like, right now, I feel like I'm the happiest I've ever been. And it can really only go up from here. So I'm going to keep doing the habits and keep shifting my mindset to that me season mindset so I can continue to get happier every year. Like, that's obviously the goal. Happiness, achievement, contentment, like, that is the goal of life. So I hope this episode kind of pushed you guys to focus more on yourself and to do the things that maybe even make you uncomfortable, like setting boundaries, being more confident, saying no more, like, get uncomfortable or get comfortable being uncomfortable. I love that saying because it's so helpful and it's so true and crucial to living a lifestyle that's solely focused on self-growth. And I love it. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope it motivated you. I love that. I always say this, but I love that I post my episodes on Monday because Mondays are the best day of the week. And they are just so like fresh start feel. And yeah, I'm such a Monday person. So I hope this motivated you for your week, for your hot girl walk, wherever you listen to your podcast. I'm definitely like a bath listener, a cleaning my apartment listener, going on a walk listener. But if you like to listen to a podcast while you're working out or laying in bed at night, whatever it is, I hope that this episode pushed you to focus more on yourself. And it was really fun hanging out with you guys. The journal entry for the week is going to be, describe what me season would be like for you. Is it focusing more on your workout routine? Is it focusing more on relaxing more throughout the day, saying no more, going out less? Like, whatever you think is going to be the most like fulfilling for you and the most determined you could be in your own lifestyle, just describe what you think me season is for you. Obviously, it's going to be different for everyone. My me season is going to be totally different than yours. For me, I don't like to go out. I like to stay home. I like to have a clean apartment. Those are things that make me thrive. But someone else who has different lifestyle habits than me, different hobbies, might want to go out more. They might want to push themselves to hang out with friends more. They might want to eat out more, whatever it is. I'm not saying the habits that I do are the right habits. I'm just giving habits that are things that I do. Find the habits that work for your life. You know, I always have to remind you guys, every single life is different. Every single person's passions are different. And even if your passions are similar to mine, you're going to have to do different habits to reach the best version of yourself because that's you. And you're not me. I'm not you. And our bodies are different. Everything is going to be different. We need different amounts of food. We need different workouts in our life. Our bodies crave different things. So always, always remember that. But I hope you guys have the best week, literally the best week. Make it very focused on you. Do the things that make you happy. And I will see you guys in my next episode. Please don't forget to rate the podcast. I've been literally crying over all of the ratings, all of the reviews, comments, everything. My DMs, like, oh my God, it's literally surreal. And you guys just make me so happy. So thank you so much for that. I guess it really is not a huge coincidence that my life became very much more content and just happy after I started the podcast. Like, maybe I just feel so fulfilled with it. And like, I have so many more friendships in my life and people who like love me genuinely and like have my back. And oh my God, it's like, if I start thinking about it too long, I will literally cry. So I always, always have to say thank you in literally every episode. And I just want you to know that my gratefulness for you just grows stronger and stronger every single day, and every convo I have, every review that I read, every rating I see. And yeah, I just love you so much. So have the best weekend or week, and I will talk to you guys next Monday.